Blog Talk Radio.
Paul Intselman from the Intselman Institute for Health and Nutrition, and I am offering functional digestive nutritional testing so you don't have to guess about your nutritional health anymore. Call me for an appointment today, 954-757-4256. That's 954-757-4256, or you can go to the web at www.drinselman.com. Again, call me today for functional digestive testing at 954-757-4256. That's 954-757-4256.
Inbind Health, a leader in high-quality and pure, fresh nutritional supplements, is excited to announce the opening of its newest store right here in Delray Beach at 1534 South Federal Highway off Lutton Boulevard in the Plaza at Delray. Stop in and take advantage of daily radio specials on condition-specific supplements. And don't forget to listen to pharmacist and nutritionist Jerry Hickey, the host of the Invite Radio Show, heard Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. with the latest nutritional news right here on AM 1470 WNN. What better way to celebrate recovery than with comedy? Recovery Comedy, one laugh at a time, June 18th and 19th at 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. at the Caldwell Theater Company in Boca Raton. Featuring Jesse Joyce, Curtis Matthews, and Steve Johnson. Recovery Comedy, one laugh at a time, at the Caldwell Theater Company in Boca Raton, June 18th and 19th. For details, call 877-245-7432 or go online to caldwelltheater.com. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and BlogTalkRadio.com. Now, today's program.
All right, welcome. I'm John Hollis. This is Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and of course we want to thank you for tuning in on a beautiful sunny South Florida day. And of course we want to thank our sponsors, Willard Water and Sound Pillow, and the rest of the folks that help us to put these shows on every day, and most importantly to carry a message of hope. Also, tonight, check it out. We're going to be going live. Of course, we're on the air. Holistic Lifestyles Radio is on the air 15 hours a week, Monday through Friday. We're from 2 to 3, and then we're back on again at night from 10 to 11 right here on WNN 1470 AM. Streaming to Inner Rooms, My Sober Scene, Blog Talk Radio, all of the Facebook accounts, and, of course, all of the rest of the social medias like Blog Talk Radio that are listening to us around the world. And tonight we're going to have Rockers in Recovery. We want you to tune in. It's going to be a great show. We got legendary rocker Richie Supa from Aerosmith going to be on with us. And then, of course, 8 Days Clean, a Seattle band out of Seattle, Washington. And, of course, they are really, really good. I got their CD just a couple of days ago. I've been listening to the music, and it's really great. And we'll look forward to having Richie Supa and 8 Days Clean on tonight for Rockers for Recovery. And, of course, we also want to announce that we have a few things coming up. The 12-Step Music Fest is back on, baby, and, of course, it's the third annual 12-Step Music Fest. We're looking forward to it November 4th through the 7th. We're going to start announcing it now. There's some early bird specials. You can go to either HolisticLifestylesRadio.com and click on 12-Step Music Fest, or you can go directly to 12stepmusicfest.com and find out more information. It's the Recovery Woodstock of the Keys, and, of course, the Florida Keys and Key West. Come as you are. Come and hang out with us through November 4th through the 7th. And, of course, camp out, oceanfront campground closed to the public. It's all for us. Last year we had 12, 14, 1500 people there. And of course, 24-hour meet tents, main stage recovery speakers. Of course, Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night is going to be playing. Artie Hornfeld, father of Woodstock, is going to be there. National Recovery Comedy Acts and MC. And that, of course, is Mr. Lundum, Mark Lundum. And of course, over 25 musical acts on two stages. We're looking forward to this. We went last year. We broadcasted live. We will be broadcasting live again this year from the event. We're looking forward to it. And of course, we have some other things coming up, like Rally for Recovery in September. And we're also looking to do a few other things here locally and also across the country. And we're looking forward to doing all of that right here on WNN 1470 AM. And we also have this weekend, we're going to have a fun time. We got a lot of things taking place. Now the summer's here. Everything's kicking off. We're having a great time. Recovery Comedy 2010 here in Boca. And, of course, you can check us out at 7901 North Federal Highway at the Caldwell Theater, Boca Raton. Jesse Joyce, Curtis Matthews, Steve Johnson. They're all going to be at the Caldwell Theater this weekend, the 18th and the 19th. They have two shows a night, 7 and 9. I will be there at the Saturday night show, 9 o'clock. I'm looking forward to being there. Me and, of course, everybody that's going to be attending Saturday night. I'll be opening the show and saying hello to the folks and getting the ball rolling, and I'm looking forward to that. It was an honor to be asked, and I look forward to being there Saturday night. And, of course, that's the 19th at the Caldwell Theater at 7901 North Federal Highway. You can give them a call at 561-241-7432 for ticket information. I know they have less than 100 tickets left for it. So if you're interested, step up to the plate and grab yourself some tickets and enjoy yourself. And I think they also can work out some group rates for you, too. So in the meantime, we want to, of course, let everybody know that Holistic Lifestyles Radio can be looked at and gone through and checked out at holisticlifestylesradio.com. We have a lot of information there and a lot of things that you can sink your teeth into. We have the WordPress blog that, of course, has over 500 postings to it. And if you're interested in posting some information on our website, of course, it is free. And if it's recovery-related or holistic-related, feel free to give us a shout, and we'll see what we can do to get you out there. That would be great. And, of course, we are going to go to our first break. And when we come back from our first break, we are going to be talking about an event that's taking place in Wappingers Falls, New York. It's a holistic event, and we're looking forward to it. We'll be back right after this message.
Having three sons keeps me on the move. We're always in a hurry to make it to the next game, practice, or meeting. With our busy lives, none of us has time to be sick. So we make nutritious choices with our meals, take vitamin supplements, and we all drink Willard water. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals, so it's a simple way to enhance our healthy lifestyle. Even our 4-year-old Cocker Spaniel Molly drinks Willard water. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your family's health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Let me tell you about the Meditation Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, and fear, causing long, sleepless nights. Sound Pillow can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go to www.soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call Sound Pillow toll-free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488, and let the healing begin. Remember, soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Call 877-846-6488.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
What better way to celebrate recovery than with comedy? Recovery Comedy, one laugh at a time. June 18th and 19th at 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. at the Caldwell Theater Company in Boca Raton. Featuring Jesse Joyce, Curtis Matthews, and Steve Johnson. Recovery Comedy, one laugh at a time at the Caldwell Theater Company in Boca Raton, June 18th and 19th. For details, call 877-245-7432 or go online to caldwelltheater.com. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. John Hollis, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Great day. Any day we're above dirt, we love being here. We love talking about the message of hope. And, of course, tonight, Rockers in Recovery. If you get a chance, check out our new Facebook site, Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. And we started it out. We kicked it off on Friday, and we have over 800 people that have joined the site. And, of course, we're looking to push that over 1,000. So if you're out there and you're listening and you're a rocker and roll enthusiast and you like being in recovery, check it out and join the fan page. We're looking forward to lots of time with Rockers in Recovery. And of course, today we have a short segment that we're going to be doing on a holistic recovery vacation. It's happening from July 18, 2010 through July 23rd. Up in Wappingers Falls, New York. Now, a little bit of background. I'm originally from that area, and I got a press release on this a few weeks back, and I was like, wow, Wappingers Falls. And I wanted to give a, you know, I don't usually call on the press releases, but I did call this one and found out they're doing some great stuff up there in Wappingers, and we're going to find out more about that. And I want to welcome to our show Lorraine. Lorraine, how are you today?
I'm very well, John, and thank you for having me here as a guest. It's a pleasure.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Matter of fact, we're looking forward to finding out more about what's happening in Wappingers. What are you doing up there?
Well, we're going to have a holistic recovery retreat to help rediscover your true self, which is really based upon the idea that we are more than our habitual knee-jerk responses to life, and really letting those impediments or those obstacles be released and fall away so we could find who we really are waiting for us.
And I understand that you are a holistic psychotherapist. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. I've been in this work for almost 20 years.
Okay, and what are some of the things that you're going to be doing at the workshop and at the event itself? What are some of the things that are going to be happening there?
Well, we're going to have a number of practitioners who are all experts in their field, and they're going to have massage therapy, yoga, a meditation, raw and whole food nutritional workshops and lectures, and sound therapy, energy balancing, and expressive art therapies. Mm-hmm.
Sounds
great.
And it's
all included in one package deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. This is a really low-cost program. It's a holistic integrative therapies, which is my company, is taking the show on the road. So I've developed this protocol over the years, working individually with people, and I found it very effective. And I realized that if we could put it in one intensive, under one roof place, that people might really enjoy it and receive quite a bit of benefit from this.
And I understand that, again, after doing this for 20 years, that you have probably seen the, of course, conventional approach to mental health issues. You've worked with the holistic approach to mental health issues, and combining them both together becomes a very powerful tool.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does, because it's called complementary medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than to just be an alternative mm-hmm. or traditional, this is the bridge. And that's been, I suppose, it seems to be one of my missions in life here, to bridge the traditional and the alternative into complementary approaches. So an inclusion rather than exclusion.
And again, I think that, you know, one of the things that we look at as a whole today is what are some of the alternative approaches we can do, so that way we're not falling victim to having something have an onset and then we have to go deal with it as a disease. We can start doing things to make sure that our health is in order and our bodies are balanced and in check.
Yes, that's very true. And when we work in these models, it's more experiential, and we can really come to see that our body has an innate ability to heal itself. So this begins that process of uncovering the healer within. And we find that to be very powerful. I mean, that word's overused, but truly, it is powerful for us to realize that.
And this is a 6-day, 5-night excursion, and it's being offered to, of course, participants at a low cost. It's in Wappingers Falls, New York, and it's at Mount Alvernia. Is that correct?
Mount Alvernia, yes. Are you familiar with Mount Alvernia Retreat Center?
Actually, I have a buddy of mine that if you go down to the end of their driveway, his street is directly across the street.
Oh, I guess you are familiar. Yeah, it's
yep.
a lovely area, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
There. Really, really, I enjoyed it. I stayed there one night when my friend had a workshop there, and I knew that was the place that I wanted to bring this retreat.
My mom goes to Mass there also.
Oh, it's wonderful there. It's beautiful. We're going to actually have access to the chapel for our meditations. Maybe we'll see your mom.
Yeah, absolutely. I was hoping that I would be up there. I'm going to be up in the New York area. I'm going to Ohio and then New York and then New Jersey, and I'm going to be there at the end of July. So I was hoping I was going to be able to maybe stop by, but it's not going to work out this time. But maybe in another time.
We'll have others. That would have been great.
What are some of the contact information they can reach you?
I have the website, www.lorraineantine.com.
Okay.
And then the phone number is 201-664-6463. And then the email, lantine@optonline.net. And I also wanted to mention, John, that we're having optional stay rates. So those folks who are maybe new to holistic medicine or retreats in general, they might like to consider coming on board for five days, 4, or 3.
Okay.
So there are some options here, as well as the longer retreat. Mm-hmm.
And for any of my listeners here locally from, of course, North Miami Beach all the way up to Cape Canaveral, and you're listening to the show, if you happen to be traveling around that time, or maybe you've been sitting back thinking, wow, what am I going to do for a vacation this year? It might be just something that you want to take a look at. If you are listening on Blog Talk Radio or on any of the Facebook accounts or anywhere else that you might be listening to Holistic Lifestyles Radio today, and you're in the New York area, this would be a great thing. It's right down the street from you. So, you know, it's a great, great time had by all, and the best mental health that you can take in a vacation aspect when you start doing it, as she said, complementary, holistic, and of course, conventional. When you combine them together, you have a beautiful scenario.
This is true. And we'll have fun as well.
Well, that's part of it. I mean, listen, we're not a glum lot, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. We'll have a good time. I was even going to have a comedian come up there for a bit, particularly focused to the area we're focusing on. So that'll be a piece of it. Hmm?
Yeah, we're actually having a big event down here this weekend. We're doing a big comedy event here in Boca. So, you know, comedy always brings something to the plate that, you know, Lorraine, it definitely makes it a lot less intense at times, mm-hmm. and there's certain times that you don't need it so intense.
Mm-hmm.
Loosen up. Have some fun.
Laughing at ourselves will just raise our vibration, and it'll make everything else so much better and easier to be in life with. So there you go. That sounds like a fun event you're having there. I noticed you're having another one in November with In the Water.
Yeah, we're actually having the 12-Step Music Fest, which is in Sugarloaf Key. And, of course, it will be a four-day event, and we have all kinds of there's 25 acts that are happening on two different stages, and we have the Chuck Norgren from Three Dog Night. He's going to be there. Also, the father of the original Woodstock is going to be there. So we got a bunch of different people that are going to be there. It's going to be great.
You
we're going to
really
have a good time.
Pull in name people.
So it's looking, we're looking forward to some really great stuff. And most importantly, Dawn from the 12-Step Music Fest. We're going to be broadcasting live from that event like we did last year. And we just got done doing a live broadcast from out at the Holistic event out in Las Vegas. And we have some other events coming up. We got a big one happening tonight with, of course, Rockers in Recovery. So these are all the things that we like to have our listeners hear about, like what you're doing, and most importantly, that you can have fun. You can go out there. I don't care if you're into the holistic approach or into recovery, whatever you're doing. You can go out there, and you can find places to really get in where you fit in.
Yes. We just pick and choose. That's it. It's a smorgasbord of life. And when I put this retreat together, I realized that not every modality offered will be a highlight for every person attending. Yet, when you have different offerings, at least one or two will really have a resonance, and people could feel comfortable and move towards what they feel comfortable with and maybe stretch a little bit and try something new when they feel like they're feeling safe and protected in one area. So that was another reason I brought all these modalities into one place under one roof that feels very safe and comfortable, which was Mount Alvernia. Yeah.
And what do you have planned for the future? Any other events that are coming up that maybe people need to hear about?
Well, those are more local. It's co-creating healthy relationships. That I've had those workshops before, and it's based upon family constellation, and it's based upon somatic healing, and it's related to group work, where we work with the family, and people in our group represent members of the family, and we put people back into a place of healing and wholeness with their families. So that's another, co-creating healthy relationships. Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like you've been really, diving in over the last 20 years to make a difference in people's lives and to make a difference in the universe, and that's beautiful when you can show up to life in that way.
I have been fortunate. And I really feel that way. And I really feel fortunate talking with you today, because this opens up another area that really touches my life, my personal life. I've been working in this field of recovery, of the true self, and moving beyond the stigma and the shame, and finding and putting together protocols that help that happen, as I've been touched personally by the addictions and also professionally working in that area for many years.
You know, it's an amazing thing when you think about the fact that when you mention the word addiction, everybody goes to somebody with a needle hanging out of their arm or laying under a bridge with a bag.
Mm-hmm.
And not the case. I mean, there's people out there right now that are walking around that are addicted to too much internet, that are addicted to too much food, they're addicted to... And are utilizing all of those addictions so they don't have to feel what's really going on with them.
Yes, and what happens, obviously, is that what first caused us comfort and soothing when we go to these behaviors or substances then begin to kick us in the butt, and that causes more misery. So the holistic approach allows us to get to the core and uncover the areas that are really needing the attention and the healing. So we work from the inside out.
Absolutely. And, of course, we are sitting this afternoon, if you're listening, to, of course, our show in regards to events that are taking place. And Holistic Vacation offers a complete package of rediscovering yourself. And, of course, Lorraine has had the great time of 20 plus years of helping people in recovery through holistic psychotherapy, and most importantly, combining the conventional and, of course, the holistic approach to make a people's journey a little bit different than they probably would have had if they hadn't used her.
Well, there are some options here for those folks who are interested. Yes, that's true.
Absolutely. So in the meantime, if you're in the area and you're practicing in any form of holistic modality or holistic approaches, this is definitely right up your alley, because there's a bunch of modalities there, that's for sure. And you can, of course, check out more information at LorraineAntine.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, John. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. And we thank you for being on the show today. We look forward to having you back in the future. And most importantly, stay safe and have a great event up there.
Thank you so much, John. You too. Be well.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, and there you go. And it's always a beautiful thing. And what we're going to do, of course, right now, is we're going to talk about the Rockers in Recovery tonight. Real quick, we'll go over it again. If you could check us out tonight at 10 o'clock, you can listen to us via holisticlifestylesradio.com. You can listen to us via Blog Talk Radio. You can listen, of course, on WWNNradio.com. And there's, you know, so many different interfaces that are out there, folks, that you can listen to the show on. It's going to be great, and it's going to be a way for us to, of course, come together with music. And, of course, music is so great, especially in any walk of life, especially good, positive, loving music. And it doesn't matter what the sound is or how the message comes across. It could be in a hard rock. It could be in a heavy metal. It could be coming out of an acoustic guitar. It all carries its message in its own way. And if it's positive and it's loving, and it's definitely going to be on Rockers in Recovery, because we're looking forward to a long time with Rockers in Recovery. Check us out on Facebook and join the fan page of Rockers in Recovery, and let's rock on tonight at 10 o'clock. We're going to, of course, also have some opportunities to get interactive later on with this particular show. And also want to take the time to let everybody know that, of course, over the weekend we have the recovery event that's taking place. And, of course, that is the we're having the Recovery Comedy 2010. It's going to be at the Caldwell Theater, Boca Raton. And that's 7901 North Federal Highway. And, of course, we're going to have those folks in here in about 3 or 4 minutes, right after I go to my break. And we'll be going to that in about 2 minutes here, or 3 minutes. And, of course, we're going to have those folks on. David and George will be here, and they're going to be talking about the event. And it's at 7901 North Federal Highway, Boca Raton, Florida. You can call them at, of course, 561-241-7432. Also, I want to make it a point to go back over the fact that we are going to be doing the 12-Step Music Fest live again this year. Go to 12stepmusicfest.com. Check them out. And, of course, all types of great information. It's the Florida Keys and Key West, and as always, come as you are when you're in the Keys. It's a great place to hang out. We had a blast last year. I mean, we broadcasted 5 hours straight from down there last year. Stephen J. Gray was our tech and engineer, and of course, back at WNN 1470, we had of course Chris and a few other people that were working diligently to make it all happen, bring it all together, and we're looking forward to doing the same thing this year. And of course, we're going to do it at Rally for Recovery again this year too, which will be in September. And of course, more will be revealed with that one. So we're looking forward to a whole lot of great events coming up for the rest of this year. And of course, you can go to holisticlifestylesradio.com at any given time to find out what's happening with us. We're going to go to our next break, and when we come back, we're going to have the boys from Boca in regards to Comedy 2010. We'll be back right after this message.
What better way to celebrate recovery than with comedy? Recovery Comedy, One Laugh at a Time, June 18th and 19th at 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. at the Caldwell Theater Company in Boca Raton. featuring Jesse Joy, Curtis Matthews, and Steve Johnson. Recovery Comedy, One Laugh at a Time, at the Caldwell Theater Company in Boca Raton, June 18th and 19th. For details, call 877-245-7432 or go online to caldwelltheater.com.
Summer means more time in the sun, and for me, that means sunburn. When I have a sunburn, I reach for my Willard Water Aloe Gel. Aloe vera, commonly known as the burn plant, has been used to ease the pain of sunburn for more than 4,000 years. When paired with Willard Water, customers find it has a truly remarkable effect on sunburns. Studies have shown that Willard Water helps dull the pain that often accompanies sunburns. Willard Water helps the body heal itself faster by accelerating our body's natural healing processes. Willard Water Aloe Gel helps moisturize the skin, which combats the dryness caused by sunburns and helps the body heal naturally. When you're looking for a natural remedy to sunburns, nothing eases the pain better than Willard Water Aloe Gel.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Let me tell you about the meditation Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, and fear, causing long, sleepless nights. Sound Pillow can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go to www.soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call Sound Pillow toll-free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488, and let the healing begin. Remember, soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Call 877-846-6488.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Is another episode of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and of course you're listening to John Hollis. We're getting ready to kick off a split show today. We're going to have the gentleman in from the Recovery Comedy Recovery 2010. We're looking forward to having them with us. We're going to be doing, some different things with them over the weekend, and of course it's going to be, the event is June 18th and 19th. And they have two shows each night, 7 p.m. and 9 p.m., so we're going to be talking more about that with David and George. We're going to find out how you can get involved with that. And, of course, we've been posting it everywhere and blogging about it and talking about it and running commercials about it. And guess what? We want people to attend because we are not a glum lot. We want to have some fun in recovery, and that's what this is all about. Recovery is not poor as me. It's about having fun. And, of course, we're going to find out how we can do that because we got a special guest on with us today, too, that we're going to talk to. I understand the special guest was on NBC last night, but more will be revealed. Hang tight, and you're going to find out more about that. Also want to make the announcement that from November, and I'm announcing this early, November 4th through the 7th, down in the Keys, we have, of course, the 12-Step Music Fest. spoke with Dawn yesterday. And, of course, put everything together, and we'll be rocking and rolling right down there at the 12-Step Music Fest. And we're looking forward to that. Today's our first kickoff announcement for that. And if you want to give a call to Dawn in regards to the 12-Step Music Fest, you can call 305-296-4726. And you got all kinds of great people there. Chuck Negron, voice of Three Dog Night, he's going to be performing Saturday night on the main stage. There is two stages, one at the coffee house and one at the main stage. Last year there was like 12, 13, 1,400 people there, and we're looking to, of course, make that same amount or more this year. And we're going to have a great time. Recovery Woodstock in Paradise. And of course, it is an alcohol drug-free event. And most importantly, no gambling. You know, we don't gamble there. So over the next couple of months, what we're going to be doing is on our new show that is premiering tomorrow night, which is Rockers in Recovery with Richie Supa of Aerosmith, and also we have our good friends from 8 Days Clean out on the West Coast. They're all going to be on the show tomorrow night. Kicking off on that particular show, periodically over the next few months, we're going to be giving away tickets to the event down in the Keys, the 12-Step Music Fest. So we're looking forward to, of course, people being involved with that show. We opened up the Rockers in Recovery fan page on Friday, and we're close to, I think, over 800 people now that have joined the page. So we're looking forward to beefing that up and getting a lot more listeners. I think confirmed listeners for tomorrow night is over 350 confirmed listeners, and that's just off of Facebook alone. So, you know, the bottom line is it grows every day, and we're just starting the show, and we're looking forward to a whole long time period of Rockers in Recovery. We are not a glum lot. Rock and roll, comedy, we do it all. We want to try to make sure that people understand that, you know, if you are in recovery, you don't have to sit in your, you know, in your house in between meetings, you know, saying, woe is me. You don't have to be there. There's a lot of people out there that you can socialize with and have fun with. And most importantly, be a part of life again. Because I don't know about you folks, but when I was dwelling underneath of the bridge on 79th Street, and, you know, smoking everything from rocks to pieces of dirt, life was not treating me real well. So I'm glad today we have outlets that are fun in recovery. So what we're going to do right now, of course, because we are getting ready to bring on our special guest along with Dave and George, we are going to go to our first break. When we come back, we're going to have more information on comedy recovery 2010 right here at Boca Raton, Florida at the Caldwell Theater. We'll be back right after this message.
The Challenges Relapse Prevention Treatment Program is focused exclusively on relapse treatment and relapse prevention. Challenges is a state-licensed and JOCO-accredited private addictions and mental health treatment center. You'll find cutting-edge technology together with traditional treatment, 12-step and alternative treatment therapies for those challenged by alcoholism and drug abuse, as well as dual-diagnosed disorders. At Challenges, the treatment model for relapse prevention represents a new and unique direction in relapse care. Remember, relapse ends at Challenges. For questions and information, go online to challenges-program.com or for immediate help, call toll-free 888-755-3334. That's 888-755-3334.
Having three sons keeps me on the move. We're always in a hurry to make it to the next game, practice, or meeting. With our busy lives, none of us has time to be sick. So we make nutritious choices with our meals, take vitamin supplements, and we all drink Willard water. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. So it's a simple way to enhance our healthy lifestyle. Even our 4-year-old Cocker Spaniel Molly drinks Willard water. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your family's health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Let me tell you about the meditation Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, and fear, causing long, sleepless nights. Sound Pillow can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go to www.soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call Sound Pillow toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Remember, soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Call 877-846-6488. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. Holistic Lifestyles Radio can be checked out at holisticlifestylesradio.com, and of course join our networks, and you can see all of the fan pages on Facebook, all of the blog talk radio sites, and all of the LinkedIn information, and all the rest of the sites like intherooms.com and all the rest of the folks that we work with on the social media sites that we're streaming live to today. I want to welcome David, I want to welcome George, and they're from Recovery Comedy 2010, and let me tell you, these guys have been working diligently over the last week and a half, 2 weeks that I've known them, to really bring off a great show. And tell us a little bit about it, David.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Really the help that we've gotten from you all and in the rooms has just been incredible. What we're looking to do is bring recovery-based entertainment to South Florida. And, part of that is doing one show at a time. It's this is a comedy show. We did Bill W. and Dr. Bob
two, 3 months ago.
And we're excited about this. The Caldwell Theater is a really nice place, a couple years old. And the group of people that we have doing the comedy is just incredible. Matter of fact,
if I'm not mistaken, the Caldwell Theater is at 7901 North Federal Highway right here in Boca, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And they can call 877-245-7432 and get tickets.
Great, great. And, George, how's your event planning skills been on this whole thing?
Yeah, they've been really put to a test. But just dealing with, we've had a lot of people that have been participating and got a lot of support from the recovery community. And it's been a trip, basically a good one. And we're really excited. Like David said, you mentioned we got a good group of comedians that we're really excited about, and it's going to be a real fun event. We're looking forward.
Curtis Matthews, you got Steve Johnson, and you got Jesse Joyce. Jesse Joyce was just on NBC last night, correct?
That's right.
There's a show that he's a part of. What is the show?
Last Comic Standing.
Okay, and how long? And he's like going. He's on his way, right?
That's right. He's on his way. He's on semifinals.
Semifinals. Must be a funny guy. Well, we're going to find out right now because he's on line four. So we're going to get Jesse on the phone. Jesse, are you with us?
What is up, ex-drunks?
I love it, buddy.
He's with us.
it's a pleasure to have you on the show, and it's a pleasure to talk to you about what these guys are doing. Are you looking forward to coming down and hanging out with us?
I am so looking forward to coming down to South Florida. That's going to be exciting.
And let me ask you, what's
breezelessness of New York City? Yes.
You're in New York City right now. Is that where you are?
Yeah, that's where I live. Yeah. But I'm on the road a lot. So,
are you?
I was just in Anchorage, Alaska 2 weeks ago, so Boca Raton, Florida will be a very pleasant change of pace.
There you go.
I was going to say, is there still snow there?
Yeah, there is, actually, yeah.
You were up there clubbing seals, weren't you?
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I'm getting married coming up, and she wants she needs a wedding dress made out of baby seal, so what am I going to do?
Called the green event.
The green event.
I've learned though that's an interesting. Are you guys married? Any of you guys?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Well, this is new to me, because I'm engaged. But it's like all about compromise is what I'm learning. what we're fighting about now is how we want to do the wedding. And just an example, just let you in. This is what we're doing. I want to do it. I want to be sitting on the couch, and like find a piece of mail, like sit like, what is that? And I find the mail and I open it. This is something we never, and it says, oh, hey, did you know we were married? That's how I want to do it. And we're trying to find a middle ground between that and her wanting Princess Diana to reanimate from the dead and marry us on the back of a Pegasus under a rainbow. So
just write a check.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I, yeah, that's pretty much what I am. I'm a wallet that can wear a suit.
You know, Jesse, one of the things that I found out after number three,
right.
Is, is that you get used to it. You just get used to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what, you know, I'm in show business, so I got to get the first marriage out of the way, you know. She's coming, actually. She'll be, she's coming with me to Florida.
To the wedding?
No, yeah, to the wedding, too. Yeah, I've let her come. But, no, she's going to be there in Florida, too. So it'll be kind of a fun trip for us.
That's great.
But yeah. We're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to meeting you and, of course, getting people to hear more about what you're doing on NBC. What are you doing over there?
Well, just Last Comic Standing, which is apparently an enormous show. I mean, my Facebook page just blew up last night at about 11 o'clock at night with people writing in saying how much they liked it. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's exciting. So,
you're in the finals, right?
The semifinals is in 2 weeks in L.A.
Nice.
Yeah, so so they narrowed it down from, you know, hundreds of guys to 40. So nice. That's where we are now.
So when you're probably, when you get out to L.A., you'll be biting your nails. Is that how you usually do it when you're getting ready to do something like this?
Yeah, weirdly enough, yeah, I mean, it's not nerve-wracking. Stand-up is not nerve-wracking, but the all the build-up that they have surrounding it, you know, you're being rushed around by TV crews, and you got to do pre-interviews and all kinds of stuff, and that actually makes you nervous. But as soon as you get on stage and kind of grab the mic, you just realize, like, oh, I'm used to this, you know?
You know, Jesse, I used to have a red carpet, but it was under the bridge.
Oh, that's nice.
So I'm sure walking the red carpet for, you know, ex-drunks and ex-addicts is like, you know, it's kind of surreal. You got to pinch yourself.
Yeah. Well, but most people walk the red carpet. They don't sleep under it.
That's right. Use it as a blanket.
So you and Mikey D were hanging out, huh?
Yeah. You guys know Mike?
Yeah, he was just here.
Oh, yeah, he's the best. Yeah, he's a really good friend of mine. I like that guy a lot. And, yeah, he's a monster comic, you know?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, so, yeah, if you guys don't know him, Mike DiStefano, you guys should look him up. He's a really funny dude, anybody listening.
So what would you say that right now you're working on, just give us a little preview of what you're working on for this coming show?
Oh, you know, I actually, for about 2 years, I was traveling the country doing this thing with Curtis and two other comics. It's called the Comedy Addiction Tour, and we just did theaters all over the country. And so it's my stand-up, but then again, it's more recovery-oriented, you know, which I don't really feel the freedom to do at a regular club with paying drinkers, you know. you know, like, I'll mention it. Like, I definitely talk about my sobriety, but I don't hit them over the head with it. And, you know, I mean, people who aren't in recovery, too, would love this show as well, the one that I'm doing in Florida, because, you know, I'm first and foremost a comic. And then I happen to also be able to make recovery funny. So it's going to be funny for everybody. I think it'll be a good time. So I just talk about.
I guess what you're trying to tell us at this point is you don't hand out the 24 questions before each one of your shows.
No, exactly right. So, you know, I make it relatable to everybody. But yeah, people in recovery in the know will definitely get some jokes that some others won't, you know. So that's what I like about. And recovery crowds are the best. They're because you can't shock them. That's what I like about it, you know?
Yeah.
So, since, you know, you obviously, you know, slept in a trash can for 15 years under
a bridge.
I kind of have a feeling that I'm not going to be able to make you squirm.
Just, you know, when
by dropping an F-bomb, you know?
I don't know. I might turn my head if you start walking out with small farm animals, but, you know, other than that, you know.
Yeah, well, that's not really stand-up more so. That's kind of an internet thing that I do.
Ah, that's beautiful. Well, you know, I'm really looking forward to, of course, being a part of the event and, most importantly, meeting you. And I'm really glad that I met David and George and were able to promote this and let people know. And Jesse, being in the position that you're in today, if there were newcomers that were listening to the show right now, what would you tell them is the best thing about early recovery that they're probably not getting right now?
It's just that you just get your life back, you know. You get to make decisions. You get to be the master of your own destiny, and stuff still goes wrong, but you know how to handle it. You know, that's the amazing thing about it. That, you know, it was. I had 5 years last Saturday, actually.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, and I was really just reflecting on that a lot, just how completely divergent the path has gone with my life. I was just spinning my wheels when I was a drunk and just, you know, doing dumb one-nighters and, you know, bad comedy at, you know, crappy fire halls and stuff. And, you know, as soon as I could quit drinking, it all started to make sense to me. It was like I could see through the matrix, you know? Like, I just knew inherently how to act and how to react to things that surprised me even. And I just, it's fascinating to me that, like, you know, opportunities just started coming my way just because I was available to them. And I just, you know, had the opportunity to make my own decisions. And I knew that, you know, like, bad stuff will keep happening, and it has for the last, you know, 5 years. But I just know that, like, well, I could drink over it, but then I still wouldn't have gotten that pilot deal, and now I'll have a headache, you know? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
And I might pee the bed, so
if you're lucky,
that's not going to help either.
If you're lucky, that's what keeps you warm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, speaking from somebody who lived in a dumpster.
Absolutely.
You really,
No. Let's get it straight. I lived under the bridge, and I ate out of the dumpster.
Oh, okay,
there was a difference.
Enough, yeah.
I never slept where I ate.
Right, nice.
I tried not
I like
to
it.
Mix that together.
Fair enough. But, yeah, it's great. I actually I called the cop who arrested me the other day, as
nice.
I do every year on my anniversary, and thanked him for pulling me over, which I think that probably doesn't happen a lot for him. You know, and it was kind of, it was just neat because he and I are like kind of friends now, you know, and it's just kind of a neat story, you know, I think.
So did you invite him to your shows and set him up front so you got somebody that has a target?
He's humorless. He's a great, he's a super great guy, but he's all business, you know, he's like the cop, he's a cop, you know, like, so I've invited him every time. I'm always saying, hey, if you want tickets, I'd be glad to hook you up, and he just never takes me up on it, but he's a friendly guy, and he's a nice guy, and he was very cool to me, and he's the guy, because I got pulled over for 4 other DUIs, and I got out of all of them, just by being, whatever, amusing, or what, you know, like, you know, because cops, when they find out you're a comic, will always go, tell me a joke, you know, and you know, then they're just like, whatever, just, you know, be safe. And those guys, I thought at the time, like, that guy was great. He really let me go. And then I just go and drink more and drive into a tree. And that didn't help me, you know, and the guy who actually pulled me over did, you know.
Because he had no sense of humor.
Yeah, more or less, yeah, because he wasn't impressed with it, you know. So, which, by the way, if you want a joke to tell cops, it's kind of a cute one. They seem to like it for future reference. There's these two guys in a truck with an 18-foot clearance. And they're driving up, and they see a sign that says, bridge ahead, clearance, 12 feet. And the one guy looks at the other guy, and he goes, you know what? I don't see any cops. Let's just go for it. Cute, right?
Da-dum-dum.
Right.
I love it. So we are going to, of course, see you up here, and David is going to tell us more about that. And, of course, George is going to tell us more about that. Hang with us for a minute as they go through the introductions of the show. Go ahead.
Right. No, we appreciate it. The show's June 18th and 19th, so it's this Friday and Saturday. You can call. It's at the Caldwell Theater, which is at 7901 North Federal Highway in Boca Raton. And for tickets, you can call 877-245-7432, and we're really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And, Jesse, also, we want to congratulate you on going to the semifinals. And,
oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
And I think that we'll be talking more about that, of course, over the weekend.
Sure.
And have you ever worked with the other two gentlemen, Curtis Matthews and Steve Johnson?
Yeah, Curtis and I were on tour together for like 2 years with the other two guys, that Comedy Addiction tour.
Okay.
So I know Curtis really well. I've stayed in his apartment a bunch of times. He's a great guy.
And I
don't know Steve, but I hear he's funny.
How's Curtis Matthews? Is he pretty funny?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, he's great. He's a fantastic comic. You guys are really, you're in for a treat, at least as far as I can vouch for Curtis and me, and I've been told that Steve's very funny, so the whole show is solid top to bottom. So it's going to be a funny time.
Sounds great. We're looking forward to it.
So,
thank you for calling in today, Steve. We really appreciate you being with us.
So, you know, make sure you guys come to the show, and then some weird cross-promotion. I am promoting this that's going to in turn promote the show tomorrow on Fox News. I'm going to be on Red Eye. And I'm going to plug the show there, and then in turn, I'm plugging this show on Red Eye as well. So there.
There you go.
That's great.
Jesse Joyce, live from New York. And, of course, we want to thank you for being on our show with us today and, you know, making, you know, comedy a great thing for people in recovery.
Well, thanks.
Yep. Thanks, Jesse.
Thanks,
really appreciate it.
Yep.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Take care.
All right, guys. Sounds like you're getting ready to kick off a great couple of days here. And what are your hopes for this? Because I know you don't want to stop here. You want to do other things. What are your hopes for what you're doing with the entertainment in South Florida for people in recovery?
Yeah, well, what David alluded to earlier is we know that there's a need, you know, a need for entertainment to the recovery-based community. And what we've decided, like, you know, we started with the play, with the Bill W. and Dr. Bob play. We thought this recovery comedy would be a good next step. And we're taking it one show at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of the theme.
And,
yeah, exactly. And we've just been discussing a couple of ideas for later in the year. And, you know, once
we're looking at other potential,
you know,
comedians also doing possibly some bands.
Oh, probably, like you're talking about the recovery bands, Rockers and Recovery.
Rockers and Recovery and doing something with them.
Exactly.
Also.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
We'll look forward to it. You know, folks, if you're listening right now and you consider coming out this weekend, I would not drag your feet because the tickets are blowing out the door right now. They had 400 on Friday. They're down to less than 100 right now. So if you're going to call, you're going to make that phone call. You want to call, again, that phone number is 877-245-7432. Again, it is 877-245-7432. You definitely want to give them a shout. If there's less than 100 and it's Tuesday, I can guarantee you by Friday there ain't going to be any left. You definitely want to make that phone call now. So we will look forward to seeing you at the event. I will be there Saturday night, and I'm going to be there at the 9 o'clock show. And they're going to let me stumble out on the stage
my
rug.
That's right. Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
That's right. Thanks, Jeff. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
Really do.
Listen, we're going to our first break, and when we come back, we're going to have some more fun with Terry Gordsky.
Yep, thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors.
Dr. Ellen Bruno-Ramsey with an important announcement. Complicated investment terminologies and differing strategies with almost limitless avenues for interpretation can leave most investors with a sense of confusion regarding today's markets and investment vehicles. Ability to chart your personal course through these rough investment times and confusing array of options can be easier than you think. Investment advisor Peter Bruno's unique nest egg managed account has been offering clients a calm port in stormy seas of investing for over 30 years. Peter Bruno's unique and proprietary cycle analysis and his adherence to a strategy of acquiring investments related directly to U.S. Treasury bill, notes, and bonds has shown consistent return with minimal risk. If you're interested in this unique capital preservation strategy, where not one individual has lost a penny since inception, you owe it to yourself to attend this free seminar presented by Peter Bruno, June 16th at 11:15 a.m. Please call 1-800-537-7747 to reserve your seat for this important and informative seminar. Once again, 1-800-537-7747. Call before this seminar is filled.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
We are pleased to introduce the final addition to the Steve Kane Energy Savers Association. Jerry from South Florida Energy Products brings us the famous Kilowatt Killer. 4 months ago, both Ken Catrati, Mr. Electric, and I had the Kilowatt Killer installed in our homes. The result, spectacular. A savings in kilowatt usage between 25 and 28%. That translates into money in our pocket. With summer here and energy prices soon to skyrocket, the Kilowatt Killer is an efficient, affordable way to protect yourself from these soaring prices. UL approved, and of course, approved by Mr. Electric.